United Group. How an insurance agency generates sales leads. United Group is an insurance agency selling hospital protection plans to small businesses. Its customers are usually self-employed repair people, printers, electricians, and restaurant owners who have 1 to 2 employees, including themselves. United Group's yearly sales are $140 million. Company sales agents sell United Group products exclusively and rely on a one-call close. To keep its sales force of 1,000-plus agents busy, the firm needs to generate 750,000 qualified sales leads per year. Such leads are from 2 sources. 1/3 come from 15 million mail pieces, and 2/3 come from more than 10 million phone calls. United relies heavily on the list of small businesses contained in such sources as the Yellow Pages and Dun & Bradstreet New Business. The firm has set up a sophisticated system to determine the most responsive and profitable population groups contained in these lists. Responsiveness and profitability can be judged on the basis of such criteria as the number of sales made by the field sales force, the amount of business placed, lapses in insurance coverage and non-renewals, and claims experience. Through an early mathematical model that it developed, United Group learned the following. Among occupational groups, gas station owners are highly profitable prospects. Salespeople have sold $1,446 in premiums per 1,000 pieces mailed, 18% above the average for all occupations. In contrast, although consultants have a high response rate, they have yielded only $554 of premiums per 1,000 pieces mailed. Among geographical areas, North Carolina residents have yielded an average of $2,080 in premiums per 1,000 pieces mailed, 70% above the national average, while Oregon residents have yielded only $940 in premiums per 1,000 mail pieces. This model gave United a sense of direction with its lead generation process, but it needed to be further refined. For example, this model did not evaluate the relative value of each consumer characteristic. Would North Carolina consultants generate greater premiums per 1,000 mail pieces than Oregon gas station owners? So United developed a second lead generation model to study the relative importance of various consumer traits. A weighted score value was assigned to each lead characteristic that could be associated with the premiums generated. Then the perfect prospect was assigned a value of 1,000, a worthless prospect was scored a 0. Here are the score values assigned to selected occupational groups. Auto sales and leasing, 0. Food stores, 28. Restaurants, 57. Gas stations, 107. Graphic services, 120. And home care services, 178. Here are the score values assigned to selected non-occupational categories. Individual ownership, 28. Business owner known by name, 50. Use of a post office box, 51. And prior response made to United Group, 90. Each record, business, in United's master file has been scored by adding the value of various occupational and non-occupational characteristics. The greater the score value, the better the prospect. This second model was tested via more than 300,000 mailings in which leads were placed into 13 groups based upon their total score value. In this test, accounts with higher scores had a better quantity of leads for salespeople to call on, as well as better levels of premiums. For example, businesses with score values of 350 or more accounted for 21% of United Group's database and represented 27% of its leads and 26% of its sales. Businesses scoring 225 or higher accounted for 91% of United's database and represented 92% of its leads and 97% of its total sales. After seeing the results of this test, United decided to restrict future mailings to accounts with a minimum 225 total score. The firm estimates that it will save more than $238,000 in annual mailing cost through use of this model. In the future, United plans to use two separate models, one for mail and one for telemarketing.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。